Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
Is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Well, in studio today, a dear friend who we go back, our friendship goes all the way back to the mid-80s, the 1980s. That's right, before some of you were even born. And that is the one and only Doak Turner in studio with me today. Doak, welcome to the Q&A show with Koloff.
Hello, Nikita. I've been looking forward to this ever since I heard the first Q&A show about a month ago that you told me about.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And of course, we're going to get to your questions. I have no idea what you're going to ask. And I very rarely do, by the way. It's not like I say, hey, submit your questions to me so I can review them or plan some canned answers. I just don't. I just find it much more fun to just have people zing their questions at me. And every now and then somebody, I won't say stumps me, but like takes me aback by like, oh, I didn't see that one coming. But before we get to your questions, tell our audience, tell our listeners, just give us a little synopsis, a Reader's Digest version of who Doak Turner is.
Well, thank you, Nikita. I grew up in Charleston, West Virginia. I was blessed, making a long story short, to work in radio sales. I became a ring announcer for the NWA when you and all the great guys came to town. You and I struck up a conversation, gave you a ride to the airport, to the beautiful Charleston, West Virginia airport. It's every one of you loved, I know. Yeah. You loved flying into that one, didn't you?
Well, there is some an airport's an airport, yeah. Right? But some were bigger than others, some were smaller than others.
Yeah.
But certainly Charleston, West Virginia, it brings back some memories. Yeah. But yeah, so that's where we met. So go ahead, continue on. So
a few years later, I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina in the radio world. It opened up my whole world. I worked in radio sales, worked with all the promoters, a lot of adventures. I got into the NASCAR radio world with the network. And in 2002, moved to Nashville to write songs and be a part of that music community. And 2017, at the end, I moved back to the Carolinas.
Okay.
And very happy now. I work with something called the Next Best Thing Media Tour and Roadshow, which is for the broadcast industry, for the engineers, where they could go around about 50 cities, a traveling road show. So I sell sponsors and help coordinate and promote those. So, you know, almost 40 years later of starting in radio sales, getting out of it, I'm
full
back
circle.
In the radio business.
Full circle.
Yeah, with engineers. Sales and engineers, we don't know how to communicate on the most part. I don't know what that stuff is. But yeah. God works in mysterious ways.
That's fascinating. Well, and I want to encourage you out there. You know, again, I mentioned the Man Up show, but we went into a full length discussion on Doak's career, and you're working on a book right now that kind of highlights your life journey, right?
It does. It's going to be called A Crazy Journey, because good Lord, okay. I've had a crazy journey of working with so many celebrities and artists and sports and everything. And the crazy journey would be how those crazy stories happen. taking chances, helping others, and so forth. Then in the middle would be the testimony about finally finding my true identity was not with my work, but I'm just a beloved child of God. That's and once I learned that, and the job is just separate what we do, but you know, I'm just a beloved child of God, and finding that true identity, Nikita, is just so important. So I want to hook the people into reading these crazy stories, but
yeah,
that wasn't enough because Stoke wasn't happy. He felt like a failure until he learned his true identity from reading another book called You Are Beloved by Bobby Shuler.
And you have a great quote there. What's the quote?
The identity. I am not, let's see, my identity is, my mind just went blank, believe it or not, and I've said this a million times, but really my identity is I am not what I do. I am not what I have. I'm not what others say about me. I am a beloved child of God. I will not hurry. I will not worry.
Mm.
And that really helped save my life and get me back on course after feeling like a failure. Now I've had some of the best years of my life.
That's awesome. Because many people don't, as you and I know, and many people are so wrapped up, their identity is so wrapped up in what they do.
Yeah.
Especially guys. I mean, you know, this is, you know, the other shows, the Man Up show, it's time to man up. And so many men's identities are like, in fact, if you first meet another guy, like almost one of the first questions, so what do you do for a living? You know, right? Exactly. That's kind of like one of the first questions, right? Like, oh, and that becomes their identity, only to find out you can climb. And I don't care whether, like, if you're a celebrity or an athlete or a businessman or a woman or whoever. I mean, a stay-at-home mom, you know, taking care of your children, your identity can get so wrapped up in being a mom and raising children. But at the end of the day, at the very core of who we are, it's to be a child of God. It's to recognize I'm a child of God and my identity is in Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And then, as you said, everything else just becomes really what I like to call an assignment, right? And so do you have any kind of a target date for when you'd like to release this book?
It'd probably be later this year. I'm setting goals right now because you're prompting me here, okay? Because
I
put it away for the last year and a half.
Put you on the spot.
I just needed to get away from those stories, and now I know how to write some of the stories better. I know how to write a better description of the Nashville journey with some of the people. So I'm not just name dropping, but I'm trying to point out a lot of things people don't know about them.
Yeah.
About a little bit about their story of people I got to work with.
So by the end, perhaps by the end of 2023,
yes,
people may be able to access Doak Turner's life story in his book.
Yes, I have rough versions I'll send to you or anybody.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to it. I just got to dive back into it with a better perspective now.
I think it's going to be fast. So you've been involved in the racing world, right? NASCAR racing, wrestling world with the wrestling community, the music industry. Mm-hmm. And of course, radio and all that. So you've been, it's going to be a fact. I can't wait to read it, bro.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. It's like, who would have thought I'd get to hang out and get to know people and build relationships?
Yeah.
But again, the whole book premise is how it happened.
Yeah.
And taking chances in your life and helping
risks. Taking risks. Yeah. And you've taken a lot of risks.
I have. And some have worked, some haven't. And
right.
I felt like a failure.
I understand. We'll leave it there as far as, because I'm sure there's others out there listening who, and I myself, and perhaps each and every person has felt like a failure at some point in their life. But there is an answer, a solution.
Yeah, just never give up, and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's the toughest thing, especially for a guy. Did it.
That's good. Never give up, and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's a very humbling thing for a guy to do, especially as you said, because you know we can get pretty full of pride.
Ourself.
Well, full of ourselves too. Yes, but full of pride, right? Full of pride,
ego.
I can't tell you how many guys that like have come. You know, you're familiar with facilitate Lex Luger and I facilitate a camp called Man Camp. and guys are like, yeah, I'd like to come to that, you know, and but they just can't bring themselves to say. And look, some people fall on financial hardships, right? Mm-hmm. And they need some financial assistance or help, which we provide. We have mm-hmm. scholarships. We have guys who've gone to camp before who were so impacted by the camp, they said, I want to pay it forward. I want to scholarship a guy, or I want to partially scholarship a guy, or whatever. And so you're out there listening. Hey, listen, you considered, you've probably heard me talk many times about the camp and guys who've attended the man camp with Lex Luger and I. If there's a desire there and you just don't have the financial means, well, we have a way to make it happen for you. Put down that pride and ego.
Yeah, right? Ego being edging God out.
Yeah, good analogy there. Edging God out. I can do it on my own. I don't need anyone else.
I got it right? Figured out now. Oh, things are going good. I got it figured out.
Got it all figured out.
Yeah. So. Not that I ever said that.
All right. So. You have a website or something where people can follow you or connect with you or find out more about
this? Yeah, doakturner.com. Email doakdoak@gmail.com. Also, I'm on Facebook. I like to post a lot of positive things on Facebook.
Okay.
Put spotlight on others. Like, I love to post Nikita's latest Man Up episodes and so forth.
Gotcha.
And I just try to put positives out because we all need positives.
You're an encourager.
I try to be, yes, sir.
All right. Well,
like my mama was.
All right. So let's transition let's get to your questions. And so Q&A with Koloff. Question number one, Doak, that you have for me would be what?
And you know, I've had a lot of conversations over the years, but I've never asked you a couple of these.
Okay.
Nikita, I want you to give advice to that 17-year-old that became Nikita Koloff. Go back and talk to that kid. What advice are you going to give him?
What advice would I give a 17-year-old Nikita or just a
17-year-old kid that became Nikita?
A 17-year-old.
That became Nikita.
Well, okay. So you're 17. You're a teenager out there. You're trying to find your way, trying to figure out your identity, trying to figure out who you are and what life holds for you. Now, if I go back to my teenage years, you know, you said you're a positive guy, Doak, and you try to put a positive, encouraging word out there. When I look back at my life, I feel pretty fortunate. You know, born and raised, many know my story, born and raised in what I call the projects of the ghettos of Minneapolis. There was, you know, two paths I could have taken. One, I could have went down the path of, you know, becoming a gangbanger, being a part of that whole world, or do something more positive with my life, having been raised by a single mom with no dad in the picture at that point, really at all. Fortunately, she moved me out to the suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stumbled, you might say, across a magazine called Iron Man Magazine. And at age 12, so I'm going to go back to age 12, got a vision for my life at age 12. And remember making the statement, looking at all those bodybuilders in that magazine, saying this, one day I'm going to look like one of those guys. One day I'm going to look like one of those guys at age 12. And I couldn't have been 100 pounds dripping wet with rocks in my pocket, right? And so I bought a plastic 110-pound plastic weight set from Sears and Roebuck. Some are old enough. If you're not old enough, Google that. That was an actual store. And so anyway, so I bought that plastic weight set, began to read the articles, began to lift the weights. Bill Burke came into my life at right around that same time. He was my first male mentor figure. He was my first football coach, Bill Burke. Couple years later, Jerry McFarland came into the picture. He was a health teacher in the junior high school that I went to, but also a professional bodybuilder. And so God, I feel looking back, God brought Jerry into my life, brought Bill into my life. They became driving forces and leading me on to fulfilling that vision. Fast forward through the teenage years, determined to look like one of those guys in the magazine. And I left the part out about one day wanting to play professional football. And so all those years working towards that, fast forward to 1984 when I walked into a wrestling office in Charlotte, North Carolina, introduced myself to a guy named Jim Crockett. And what he saw that day was a guy who was 285 pounds, 8% body fat with a 34-inch waist. So 12 years later from that first vision I had become and fulfilled what statement I made. One day I want to look like one of those guys. So the advice I'd have for it, whether it's a 17-year-old or someone, whatever, how old, is to get a vision for your life. And then pursue that vision and just pursue it and don't give up and continue to pursue that vision for your life.
Great advice.
I hope that kind of puts that out there. So,
okay, you're always a nice guy. Everything I knew about you was upstanding.
Some might not say that, Doak, but for the record.
Well, the key to us all backstage.
The key to you knew.
The key to I knew from the 80s.
Okay.
Okay. Respectful to everyone. You became a friend. I figured you were always a Christian, even back then. You know, nice guy. So, Nikita, before and after Nikita became a Christian, how did your journey change?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Because you're a nice, easygoing guy.
It
appeared anyway.
Yeah, well, and to some.
But how did life change, though?
And to some, Doak.
Sure. Now,
I mean, Don Kernodal.
Right.
You knew Don.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And Don and Ivan, who became my first mentors in wrestling, right? My coaches, if you want to say, my trainers, who taught me kind of the early ropes of wrestling. No pun intended. Well, maybe pun is intended there. But anyway. Don would always say, so it's interesting. So you make me reflect on conversations I had with Don prior to his passing. Because he would always say, you were a good guy. You were a nice guy back then. You know, you weren't a bad guy. You know, you didn't, whatever, right?
Isn't that what it takes to get to heaven? He's got it, man. He's a nice guy.
So some thought, right? And I'm like, I don't know about all that, Don, but okay. So anyway, so the interesting transition there is, I tried to respect people, as you said, tried to treat people right for the most part. Now, and I'm going to tell you, there's probably others that might have a different opinion of that, but for this conversation, that was kind of my mindset, my attitude, right? Is if you treat people the right way, then you can succeed in life and fulfill the vision, the dreams you have for your own life. And so the difference between the two is I would tell you this. I'd say it this way. And in fact, I wrote about it in my book called Wrestling with Success, that I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. So even though I might have been, in a lot of people's eyes, a nice guy or, you know, and all that, I wasn't fully satisfied with my life. I recognized something was still missing in my life. Successful, but unfulfilled. Climbed the ladder of success to become a world champion in wrestling. Others might be successful by becoming the CEO of a corporation or whatever, only to reach the pinnacle and realize something's still missing. And so it wasn't until after I left wrestling, about 11 months after I left wrestling, and I'd met this Christian couple. And again, I didn't grow up in church, but I knew the story. I would say it this way. I had head knowledge of the man Jesus, who died on a cross, sacrificed his life, laid down his life for all humanity, all mankind, and made a way, a doorway, and made it possible for anyone and everyone who would ask him into their life to become a Christ follower and spend eternity in heaven. I knew all that, Doak, but until I went to a service in October of 1993 and went to an altar and surrendered my life to Christ and had a genuine encounter with him and began this personal relationship with him, it was only head knowledge. And that story moved the 18 inches from my head down to my heart, which is the key. The heart's the key. If you go to the Bible, go read through Scripture, everything continues to go back to the heart of the matter, you might say. And so at the end of the day, it's not about how much knowledge you have of the Bible, of Jesus, or God, or anything else. It's has that story made the 18-inch trip from your head down to your heart? And when it does, in my experience anyway, life dramatically changes. And for me, it set me, everything changed. Doak, prior to that time, even though you said I was a nice guy, my attitude still would have been, it's my world, Doak, you're just living in it. And as long as you know, you are nice to me, I'll be nice to you. And if not, I may ask you to exit my life and don't let the doorway hit you on the rear end on the way out, right? Mm-hmm. But what flipped was then I realized I'm just a microorganism in this entire thing called the planet and our world, our universe. It's all about God. It's not about me at all. It's all about him. And now my goal and directive is and vision is, what can I do to serve God, to serve the Lord Jesus, and then in turn to serve others like yourself and make a difference and an impact that way. So that's how I would, I guess, address that question.
That's stronger than a garlic milkshake, man.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even want a garlic milkshake. Okay. That got a visual.
Is, okay.
Okay. What do you got next for
okay,
me?
You want to, okay. Your journey has changed. So tell me about, say, your first friend, your first wrestler that you led to Christ. And what was that story? How's that?
Who? Man, that's a great question. I've been privileged to have some level of impact on a number of the guys, okay? Right. Some of the names I'll throw out that in one way or another, I'll specifically tell the story about Uncle Ivan Koloff.
Yes, I love that man.
This is my nephew, Nicky. Yeah, we are good. Does that bring back memories?
Oh, God, yes.
My nephew, Nicky.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Ivan. And people have asked, they say, was he really your uncle? I'm like, well, in TV land, he was. They're like, oh, so you're not really related. I go, well, we're related by the blood of Christ, which is what I'm going to address to your question specifically.
Yeah.
So I'll tell the story about Ivan in just a moment. But others I've had the privilege of having some level of impact on. So both Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, gave both of them the very first book I wrote that actually I need to bring back into publication called Breaking the Chains. And in New Mexico at a wrestling event, gave both of them a copy of that book. And that led to Animal and his family going to an altar and giving their life to Christ. In turn, Animal inviting Hawk to a Christian athletes conference for professional collegiate athletes out in Arizona. Larry Karachuk, who I've had on my Man Up show and telling his story. And Hawk coming to an altar and giving his life to Christ. And then the privilege of mentoring and discipling Hawk for a year and a half, the last year and a half of his life, bringing him on the road with me and letting him share his story, powerful stories. Sting, cornered Sting in a Coliseum in Charlotte, North Carolina one night. And I like to say it this way, threw up Jesus all over him for about a half hour until he's finally like, dude, I got to go wrestle. I got to go get dressed. And I go, we'll continue this conversation. And Stinger tells the story later. He's like, no, we won't. And only later to find out about three years later that he gave his life to Christ. So I like to think me sharing some of my testimony or some of my story and transition and becoming a Christ follower planted some seeds in the Stinger's life.
And led
to a very long term to this day, a very close relationship with the Stinger. And in turn got to mentor him and some of his kids once he came to Christ. And Lex Luger. Of course, Lex and I do this man camp together now, and we've done tons of ministry together and still do autograph signings together, et cetera. And then last but not least, I'll circle back around to Ivan. And there have been others, but I'll circle back around to Ivan, where I was serving an evangelist from South Africa in his revivals, just being kind of his Jonathan. For those who are familiar with the Jonathan David story, I was kind of his Jonathan, you might say. Spent 9 years just serving him, volunteering my time and serving him, and invited Ivan to a revival in Concord, North Carolina. Didn't know if he would come, but God had put it on my heart to invite him. Didn't know he was there, Doak, until I saw him at the altar, had come forward to give his life to Jesus. This is 1995. And he had a genuine encounter with Jesus that night that forever changed his life, and went on to become an ordained minister. Ivan did perform weddings and funerals, and then had the privilege. His wife Renee asked me to speak. I was the only speaker at his very small, intimate graveside service.
For Uncle Ivan.
So those are just some of the guys I've had the privilege of having, again, some level of impact in their walk, their journey with Jesus.
Yeah, so. I just want, you know, the story, how do you get your friends? And, you know, is that awkward? And you get rejected. And it's,
yeah.
What do I got to do? I'm supposed to save him. I'm supposed to lead him to the Lord.
Well, right? I can't say, you and I know we can't save a flea. All we can do is share our testimony. God does the saving,
right.
but we get opportunities to share. And many people have asked, have you ever witnessed to your wrestling friends or led, like you're asking, have you ever led your wrestling friends to the foot of the cross or whatever? And some have been more receptive than others. And this, I don't care what your background is, you can... All of us are really called to be a witness, and we're known by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So all of us are called to be a witness for the kingdom. So, all right. Well, we have time at least for one more question. If you got one more for us.
Okay. How do you feel about the way churches are handling the world's events? Do you think enough churches are standing up for the Christian way, or are they afraid to discuss it?
Ooh, boy, we could do a whole show on that, Doak. That could be a long discussion. But I want to answer the question in my view, my observation. Now, I'll give a little backdrop here. So I've had the privilege of preaching in over 1,200 churches. I've just stopped counting at 1,200. And 29 different denominations, and I've been to 36 different countries and territories. And so I've had a lot of experience and witnessed a lot of different things. And certainly the culture and the climate in which we live has, we're seeing, for those who understand scripture or are paying attention, I believe the prophetic word of what even Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. The persecution of the church. They hated me, they're going to hate you. As you look at other countries around the world, in Canada, and I had the privilege in 2017 of traveling through 21 cities in 4 provinces of Canada. Loved it. It was beautiful. But now there are pastors who've been jailed for preaching out of the Bible and qualifying it as hate speech. And I have witnessed some who are bold in their faith and not ashamed of the gospel and not afraid to preach the truth or address the topics of today and been persecuted for that and criticized for that. you know, the whole argument of separating church and state and all that, which is not in the Constitution. Go research it for yourself and find out. It's not in, it's not what the founding fathers, those who talked about that, referenced that, were referring to. But that's a whole nother discussion. But all that to say, I believe there are only a small percentage who are really willing to really address the topics of today, which we should, to prepare the body of Christ and know how to respond to the topics of today. And I feel, unfortunately, there are many others who have cowtailed, or I'm not sure. I think that's how you say it, right? But anyway, have bowed down to the Baals of today and are afraid to address the topics of today, watered down the gospel, and are doing an injustice to their flock by not speaking the truth of God's word. Not their opinion, but here's what the word of God says about our climate, our culture, and how we are to address it. And be bold and courageous and standing up for the gospel truth, and because of that, unfortunately, are not fulfilling the mandate. If the mandate is on their life to be a shepherd of a flock, many are, in my observation, are not fulfilling that. So. But that's the challenge for all of us. But Jesus said in the last days, here's what's going to happen. Here's what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so.
Or are they afraid to offend the flock that contributes every week?
Well, again, that we could do a whole show on that. Yeah, they're right. There's many reasons why I think they're walking in fear of not addressing the actual issues and or topics. But and that can tie into a lack of trust. Hey, if the biggest tithe in your church walks away because he or she got offended by you speaking the truth of God's word, and then so be it. And you just have to trust and believe that God's going to help you pay your electric bill next month, even if the biggest tither leaves the church. So that's a challenge for every shepherd, every leader, to really more fully trust in God and not trust in that man or woman who happens to be the biggest tither on the roll. Right. So, man, some great questions, and I appreciate you coming into the studio and being on Q&A with Koloff today.
It's a pleasure. What a great way to start the year, Nikita, and to see you and meet Robbie and this whole, you're making a difference in the world, Robbie, with what you're doing, Nikita. Thank you, man. You impact me. You made a difference in my world over the years, and
Let's
keep it doing. Let me know how I can be of help to you and what you're doing.
We'll keep it rolling. Of course, Robbie Dillmore, who's always in studio with me, and the man behind the plan here who makes all this happen. So appreciate it. Thank you, Dill. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Q&A with Koloff.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family,
family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend, and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a champion summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.